Hey everyone, so my previous episode, which was called What is the Fastest Way to Grow Knowledge, dealt with a statement I launched there, which goes as follows. The fastest way to grow knowledge is to set up a competition between multiple ideas all vying to solve the same problem. And after the episode, I got quite a lot of reactions and questions about, how do you do that concretely? So we all know how a competition between people looks like and how to set it up. But a competition between ideas, how does that actually work? So I'll share three concrete tips here for how to do that. For example, in teams, in organizations. But first, let me repeat that this competition between multiple ideas not only happens in teams where each of us can have a different idea to solve the same problem, and there already you have this setup of a competition, but it also happens in an individual, in a single mind. So when you're trying to solve a problem, more often than not, you have at least two or even more ways you're trying and try via trial and error, literally, to see whether or not or which one of them may work or which won't work and hence require adaptation. So it's not always a competition between people with different ideas. It's even a competition in a single mind between multiple ideas that vie for solution to a particular problem. But my tips would be the following. So I have three. The first is that when you want this competition between ideas, you have to set up the ideas as explanations. You have to express or formulate them as explanations. What does that mean? It means that they have to be of the form, when we do this action, the following things will result, or this is how, when doing this action, the expected situation will arise, and you give arguments for how an action leads to a certain transformation of a situation, a more desired situation, which is typically your goal, the goal that you want to reach. But an explanation actually tells you what actions are leading to that goal and are required to achieve the goal and why those actions do such. That's an explanation that's basically linking goals and actions together via arguments. And it's opposite to ideas which are merely subjective opinions of, for example, the importance of things. A lot of the ideas in companies are expressed as this action is very important, or these are our top three priorities, typically set of goals, but they're mainly expressing an opinion about how important something is, which is always subjective and which is not really testable. And if you're looking to have a competition between ideas, you have to have explanations that are competing, because explanations can be tested, can be counter-argued against. Reality can decide when you do a test between two explanations, and everything that's subjective, like subjective opinions, they just can't be tested. There's no objective reality that will discriminate between two subjective opinions. So that's why you need to express your ideas as explanations and not merely as subjective claims about the importance of something. That's tip number one. Tip number two is to avoid positive arguments. Positive arguments for ideas, when they enter a competition of ideas, are arguments that argue for the truth of the idea. For example, typical positive argument is an appeal to authority. It goes as follows. We really should increase the price, I'm giving an example, because we did it always when we were faced with this situation, and I know from experience that it will work. That's an appeal to authority. So you're appealing to the authority of you as a source and your experience from the past and your know-how and knowledge from past events to justify the truth that you now have to raise the prices. Those positive arguments are going to avoid competition with other explanations, with other ideas, because you're trying to already justify that this one idea is true, and hence you immunize it from competition with potentially better ideas. So avoid positive arguments. You can detect them quite easily and try to maintain the rule for avoiding them and not expressing them. But the detection of a positive argument is quite easy. It's about how you justify why something is true, as opposed to treating it as a conjecture, a guess, and allowing to test your conjecture or let it be confronted with alternative ideas. That's tip number two, so avoiding positive arguments. And then the third tip is what you also can do is to encourage alternative ideas. So whenever there's only one idea and it's being justified by positive arguments, you know that you're not having much of a competition between ideas simply because you only have one. Then you can go around or question yourself and ask what alternative ideas could also solve the problem, what alternative actions could also lead us to the goal and why, or what other goals could we aim for with a particular set of actions or within a given situation. And then you're increasing the number of viable explanations as candidates for the problem, and they will conflict as they cannot all simultaneously be true if they're trying to solve the same problem. And thus you have then the opportunity to adapt ideas, try to remove the conflicts, and hence create knowledge and progress. So that's a third tip: encourage alternative ideas. So these are the three. So one is express your ideas as explanations. Second is avoid positive arguments. And third, encourage alternative ideas and not stick with one single ID for every problem you tackle. Hope that helps. And I thank you and hope to talk to you soon. Bye-bye.